the Taylor Brothers.
Service with Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Glory. Praise. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Praise his holy name. Holy Spirit. Our hearts and minds focused on him. If you can, let's stand. If you're not able to, I completely understand. Let's stand and just sing praise unto the Lord. Let's worship the Lord for a moment. Sing it just one more time.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome.
Thank you.
be seated. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. He's here this morning. I feel his presence moving, glory in our midst. His spirit's here. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, can we just praise him one more time? Glory. He's so worthy. He went to that cross to die for us. He hung there and died. But praise be to God, he didn't stay there. They placed him, they laid him in that beggar's tomb. But praise God, on the third day, he, Jesus, arose from the grave. Victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Sing something the Lord's placed upon your heart, Lord. That's what the gospel's about. It's all about him. And that's what we're here this morning, just to uplift the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Jesus is Lord.
It's all right. Somebody else needs prayer this morning. Praise God. This altar is open. That's all you need. Jesus is all you need.
Jesus.
To pray for you. Glory.
I need.
Praise His holy name. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the cross. Thank you. Somebody else need prayer this morning. There's a team of prayer warriors here. Glory. Praise God. Praise His holy name. He's all. Whatever the need is, can I tell you this morning that God's got it? God's got salvation, victory, strength, power. Bless Him, Jesus. Stir this place, a revival spirit, Lord, the spirit of Almighty God, a spirit of healing and grace and power and victory and strength and deliverance, a spirit of righteousness and holiness, a spirit of love, glory, glory, a spirit of healing, praise God, healing is coming, glory, 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 what God has done for others, He can do for you, praise God, and what God has done for you, He can do for others, we praise Your holy name, Jesus, thank You for Your. Thank You for Your ship, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus, all I need. There's nothing like the presence of God. There's nothing like the Spirit of the Lord. He's all I need. He's all. Jesus is all I need. Praise Your holy name, O God. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all. Something in this place this morning. He is doing something in this place this morning. Praise God, the Spirit of love and healing and holiness. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
the second Adam. He's the Son of Living God. Praise his holy name. He's the Lamb of God slain. Oh, before the foundations of the world, can we praise him in this house this morning? Praise God. I just feel that rolling up my spirit. What he's done for others, he can do for you. What he done in days of old, what he done in the Bible days, he can do for you. He wants to touch you, save you, heal you, strengthen you, just love on you. Praise God. Long years ago, when I didn't see you, I had no peace with me. You see, I was down on my knees. I was down in shame and down in agony. But I prayed to Jesus and glad to set me free. I think you're shy. It's in my soul. Thank you. Yes, bless him. He's an old time God.
Thank you. Mountains so high, we're walk through rivers and mountains. God walks through darkness. He loves you and
give it up for my brother Logan. Amen. Praise God and the Holy Spirit in him, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Don't go too far. Praise the Lord. So glad to be here in the house of the Lord this morning here at the Mount Tabor Church of God. We've come here for one reason and one reason alone, and that is to glorify the name of the Lord, the name that is above every name.
Amen.
The name of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Glory. Can I get an amen? Praise God. God is so good. He is so wonderful. He is so powerful. Glory. He is so mighty. He is so loving. He is so helpful. Praise God. Are you a friend of God this morning? What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in the Christ, the living Savior, the living Lord. Pastor, thank you for allowing us to stand behind your pulpit this morning. The pulpit is a sacred desk, and we don't take it lightly. We consider it of great importance. The highest office in the land, which of course here in the United States of America is the office of the U.S. presidency. But when compared to the pulpit, it's just a minute thing, because the pulpit, this is God's desk. Glory. And I want to say this morning, I believe God wants to bring healing, spiritual healing, physical healing to our land this morning. How many believes and knows that our nation's in turmoil? Our world's in chaos. Sin abounds on every corner. But can I tell you something this morning? There is hope in Christ. There is hope in God. I said there is hope in Christ. There is hope in God. Oh yes, I still believe in that place called Calvary. I still believe in the blood that was shed. I said, I still believe in that place called Calvary. I still believe in that blood that was shed. I still believe that he came and finished the work. But going into that grave, but as we said and alluded to earlier, rose again on the third day, where he's now ascended by the right hand of God the Father, interceding for you and for me. And regardless of denominational differences or whatever case, can I say something this morning? It's not about what's over the door, but it's about what's in our heart.
Amen.
Amen. God is such a loving God. I just feel His presence in this house this morning. Glory, glory, glory. Praise His holy name. I believe that I have a word from the Lord, an unction from the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit this morning. That a move of God is coming to America. A move of God is coming to the world such as the world has never seen before. How many believes and knows today that we are living in the last days? In fact, I believe we're living in the last of the last days. And regardless of theological differences, I know there's a variety of opinions on that this morning. I'm not here to debate any of that. I'm just here to say this. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. I still believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ. I still believe in the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've got to get ready. We've got to be ready for when the trumpet sounds. Glory. Can I get an amen? Praise His holy name. That trumpet is going to sound, and we've got to be ready. We've got to have our hearts and our eyes, our minds fixed on the Christ, fixed on God. There is no time. This is no time to play games. I truly believe we're living in the last days and Jesus is coming soon. And I believe this morning that it's just right after the noon now, but I believe this morning that as the church was birthed in power, the church is going to go out of this world in power. Can I say that again?
Amen.
I believe that as on the day of Pentecost, the church was birthed, was born in power.
Amen.
I believe that the church is going to leave this world in power.
Amen.
Oh, praise His holy name. He's not coming back for a weak church. He's not coming back for an emaciated church. He's not coming back for a cold or an indifferent church. But He's coming back for a church, saints, I believe, that is on fire for God. Can I get an amen? Praise God. There's a song we like to sing. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. And you all sang the song this morning. I love it. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Y'all had some beautiful singing and singers. Praise God on piano playing. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, He's coming back on silver clouds of glory. He's going to take us away. Yes, I'm looking now at the signs of His returning. It won't be long, it may just be today. And He's coming back for a church, I believe. As Paul would say, without spot, without blemish. He's not coming back for a weak church. He's not coming back for an emaciated church. He's not coming back for a sick church. But He's coming back for a church full of the power of God, the glory of God, the anointing of God, the Spirit of God. He's coming back for a church that's saved, healed, strengthened, delivered, full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles this morning, and I pray that you do, I don't intend to keep you long, just long enough for the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to get the message across. Again, I'm so thankful to be here this morning. I'll go ahead and introduce myself, since I haven't done that already. My name is Pastor Lewis. I'm Pastor and Evangelist Lewis, but you can just call me Brother Lewis. Amen. Praise God. You know, it's not about the titles, amen. It's all about being a servant of Him. Praise God. And I'm Brother Lewis Taylor. That was my brother Logan on the keys this morning. Didn't he do a phenomenal job? Amen. On the keys, on the piano, the keyboard. The Lord has blessed him. We got Mom and Dad with us this morning. Todd and Kim, if you will wave this morning. And we got Sister Vicki Barnes with us this morning. She plays a role in our ministry. Rave, Sister Vicki. Praise God. Amen. She's our ministry secretary and our ministry treasurer. Send the Rain Ministries is the name of our ministry. We recently stepped out into faith, as anything we do for God is by faith. The Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, but he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I was pastoring a small church in West Virginia, in the Pinch Elkview area, and a little church that the Lord helped raise up. Pastored there about 6 years, and the Lord said, he called me, he said, it's time to step that aside, place that aside, leave it into some hands of some capable individuals, and turn that aside. He said, I'm calling you into tent ministry, to tent evangelism. So we've stepped out into tent evangelism, tent ministry, and we just got back from our very first tent crusade in South, beautiful, sunny Southwest Florida, on the Gulf side of Florida, for a 10-night tent crusade, 10-night tent meeting, a 10-night tent revival in a little town called Nocatee, at the Church of God at Nocatee, with a good friend of ours, Pastor Lonnie Walker. It was originally scheduled just to be a weekend meeting, a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. But the Lord extended that meeting for 10 days, and we had a 10-night revival, 10-night crusade, and we had people saved, rededicated their life to the Lord, baptized in the Holy Spirit. We had people healed, strengthened, delivered. God's on the move, amen, so we're thankful for that. And so we just got back from that, I don't know, probably what, about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, something like that. And then we've been up in Wise, Virginia. Well, I mean, take that back. We was in Tennessee for a few days. Logan and I was recording a new record, a new album. And then we traveled to Wise, Virginia for a two-day meeting at the Wise, at the Beverly Hills Assembly of God Church. But God's on the move. So we're great to be here. Glad to be here this morning at the Mount Tabor Church of God. And you are beautiful people. Beautiful specimens of human beings. Glory. Aren't you thankful to be God's creation? You are created in his image. You are created in the image of love, in God's love, glory. You got a destiny to fulfill, a purpose to fulfill on this earth. Don't let anybody ever tell you any different. But he's coming back for a church that's not a weak church, that's not an emaciated church, that's not a sick church, but it's on fire for God, on power for God. And so I want us to turn in our Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 13, the New Testament book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. And the young ladies, you done good singing this morning. But I tell you, now I was sitting up here and Logan couldn't see it. I wanted him to see, but she kept looking back at me. I mean, I think she wanted to fight me. Lord. She didn't like me too well. But sweetheart, you done good. Praise God. She's cute. She was mad at me. I don't know. I didn't do nothing to her. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 this morning. Reading one verse. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It says this: Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I tell you something? God never changes. What he did for you in days of old, honey, he's wanting to do for you right now. He's wanting to touch you. And I believe some of you already this morning have been touched. Have been touched by God. Have been blessed by the Spirit of God. You know, we can't have church until the Holy Ghost shows up. I said we can't have church until the Holy Ghost shows up. And the great Holy Spirit has been here this morning. Oh, praise his holy name. I said the Holy Spirit has been here this morning. Oh, and he's been touching lives everywhere. Glory. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Church, I don't know, I believe you did too, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when the Holy Spirit shows up, God moves. And when God moves, Jesus is glorified. And when Jesus is glorified, souls are saved, lives are changed, sick bodies healed. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Most gracious Heavenly Father, who is our great God, our Father, the Creator of creation. Father God, we praise you this morning. We thank you. We come to you in the name that is above every name, your Son Jesus. Oh, that name that is above every name. Lord God, I'm asking this morning that by your Spirit, that you touch hearts and minds and souls and lives everywhere in this building and by Facebook Live broadcast. Lord God, I'm asking that you move in our midst. Let souls be saved, let sick bodies be healed, let lives be changed, oh God. People filled with your Spirit, strengthen in them. Let your power fall. I'm asking that you do a work among us, oh God. Anoint me, let the teacher fill this vessel, God. Let the teacher show up. Let the preacher show up, oh God. Anoint the ears to hear. Don't let it fall on deaf ear. Anoint us, God, by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this message is simple this morning, yet it's a powerful, profound truth. What he's done for others, he can do for you. There is no limit to God. Again, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to deliver you. And he wants to fill you with the mighty Holy Ghost. There is nothing God can't do. To give you a testimony, and I have many testimonies of God's grace and God's love and God's power. We were just recently, as I alluded to again already, our meeting in Southwest Florida, where God moved mightily. And the weekend of the meeting, we were, after a Saturday morning service, we had went and traveled to a local place to eat. And as we were dining and going about our daily business, minding our business, just eating our lunch, a young lady who was waiting tables, she was a waitress. She was going about her daily business, her daily routine, doing work as she was supposed to be doing it. And out of nowhere, this young lady, whose name is Kelly, she collapsed and literally hit the floor. The spirit of death was upon her. She had a massive heart attack. She had went to cardiac arrest. She had all the signs and symbols of death. Body began to change colors. Her eyes fixed. there was death written all over her. She literally laid on the floor in that state, I don't know how long, but for quite some time. There was a group of us there in the restaurant in the building. Sad to say, only a few. You know, we live in a society, we live in a world today that has forgotten God and has little concern for human life. A woman lies on the floor in death, and they act like there's not a care in the world. Let me tell you something. God has compassion on people. We've got to have compassion on people. That is why there's such a lack of compassion. That is why we have seen since 1973, over 60 plus million abortions have taken place in the United States of America alone because there's a lack of compassion and love, people. That's why murder has taken place. They will kill you over a dollar or less today. It's the signs of the time we're living in, friends. Sin abounds on every corner. It's time, if we're not already, it's time to get right with God. I'm calling you today, honey, if you are not right with God, you can become a child of God today. He loves you. He wants to save you. All you got to do is turn your heart, your life, your mind, your soul over to Him. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Please forgive me. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He wants to save you because He loves you. For God, listen to me, church is not a game. Listen, I don't believe in religion, but I believe in relationship. I believe in having a personal walk with God, a personal walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's time to get right with God. And before this service is over with today, honey, if you're not right with God, it's time to make your way to the altar and accept the Lord to save you. Glory. I can't save you. This pulpit can't save you. This altar, this church can't save you. But there's a man named Jesus who shed His life's blood. Glory. He can save you. A man who walked the streets of Galilee, who healed the sick, who raised the dead. If you're not saved in this place, honey, it's time to get saved. If you're sick in this place, it's time to ask the Lord to heal you, to strengthen you, and deliver you. Glory. If you need more of the power of God, the Spirit of God, it's time to ask the Lord to fill you. Glory. He wants to do all these things for you. The Bible says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The book of Acts is our blueprint. We see God in the book of Acts as a mighty God. Let me say this, both in the Old Testament and the New, we see the miraculous hand of God. We see the Holy Spirit at work. We see the Holy Spirit. We see the Holy Spirit at work both in the Old Testament and the New. But in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, we see the blueprint for our churches and our ministries and our homes and our personal lives. We've got to get back to the power of God. The church, for the most part in America and around the world, has become a shell of what it used to be. See, we used to see souls saved and lives changed. But now we see empty pews. And I'm not just speaking, listen, of certain circles and denominations. It's impacting the entire church world. The entire church world. Listen to me. I'm going to speak to you this morning on this. I belong to no denominations. I'm done with denominations. Are you hearing me? That's me personally. Because listen to me, God is wanting to unite His body around the finished work of the cross of Calvary, around the shed blood of the Lamb, around the power of God. And there's nothing wrong with organization, don't misunderstand. But it's about God touching hearts, minds, souls, and lives more than about what's over the door.
Amen.
But God wants to save you, heal you, strengthen you, deliver you, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there is nothing God can't do. He wants to touch you this morning. He wants to bless you this morning. He wants to heal you this morning. But anyways, this young lady laid on the floor, dead. A few saints of God began to pray over her. Paramedics took her away, looked like there was no hope. We began to claim the name of Jesus, plead the name of Jesus, pray the name of Jesus over her. The ambulance took her. They admitted her to ICU, put her on a ventilator. Again, looked like there was no hope. Literally, the woman dead laying on the floor, God brought back to life. Let me say this. Laid on the floor, took her by paramedics, took her by the ambulance, looked like no hope. A few days later, they start coming into the tent, tell us testimonies of this young lady who knew her personally. We're attending our tent meetings. One night, they tell us she's on the ventilator. The next time, they tell us she's off the ventilator. She's awake and alert. The next time they come and tell us, she's going home from the hospital. The next time they come, this is all a matter of 8 days. The next day they come and she was at the restaurant having a barbecue sandwich. Listen, that's what God can do. What he has done for others, he can do for you. Can I get an amen in this place? God can raise you from the dead spiritually and physically speaking. I know there's people in the church today that say that God doesn't work the same way he did in day. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Don't let the devil steal your power. They call it cessationism. They say God doesn't work the same way he did in days of old. All that ceased when the apostles went out. Listen to me. My God never changes. He still raises the dead. He still heals the sick. Listen. We've got testimonies, people being healed of heart conditions, people being filled with the Spirit. My God is able. He's able. He's able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. For he has healed the brokenhearted, set the captive free, healed the sick. Don't let men lie to you. Let God have his way in your heart, mind, soul, and life. I'm going to go with what the Bible has to say. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, honey, today, and forever. His power is still the same. As long as Jesus sits on the throne, and listen to me, he's not going anywhere. His sacrifice was an eternal sacrifice. The price he paid was an eternal price. The covenant that he made is an eternal covenant. He wants to touch you and bless you, deliver you, strengthen you, heal the sick, raise the dead. For he has healed the brokenhearted. Brother, he wants to touch you. Sister, he wants to touch you. Brother, set the captive free, heal the sick, raise the dead. Walked upon the sea. I know he's able. He's able. I know my God, he's able. And he loves you so much. I know my God, he's able to carry me through. Praise God. He is able, as Hebrews 13:21 says, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. What he's done for you at the cross. Amen. Praise God. The cross makes it all possible. The new covenant, glory. He says, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory. See, that's where you got to place your faith. You want to experience a blessing from God, you got to place your faith. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:2, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. The cross is what purchased your salvation. The cross is what purchased your healing. The cross is what purchased your victory, your power, your strength, your deliverance, your righteousness, your holiness. Our sister, I love what she said earlier. She said, thank God for Jesus and his righteousness. Amen. Yes, because the cross, come on, we are made righteous. We are made whole. Jesus has provided for us salvation. Paul says this in 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He says, 23 or 24, I have to look here. He says this. He says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, he says this, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Now that word holy there is not H-O-L-Y, although that's important, but it's spelled out here W-H-O-L-L-Y. And it's referring to your entire being. See, man is made up. You're made up of spirit, soul, and body. And what Christ did for you at the cross and his great salvation plan and his redemption plan, he has provided whole person salvation and prosperity in your spirit, in your soul, and your body. God wants to save you, heal you, listen to me, and strengthen you and deliver you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. He says, and your spirit and your soul and your body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened. And now I know. Church, he touched me. And made me. Will you let him touch you this morning? Will you let him touch you this morning? He's here. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He's able. Romans 8:28, one of my favorite Bible verses, says this. Listen to what Paul said to the inspiration. And can I say something? This whole Bible, this whole book's been inspired by God. This is not just some regular book, but this is our roadmap. And this is the inspired, infallible word of Almighty God. And from the first page in Genesis right down to the very last, he's here. To the last page in the book of Revelation, it's God's holy, inspired, infallible word. Romans 8. And you can go to the libraries of the world, but listen, until you get into this good book called the Bible, you've not been reading something until you get here. Glory. Romans 8:28 says, glory. And we know that all things, somebody say all things.
All things.
Work together for good.
Amen.
To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Amen.
God wants to touch you.
Amen.
He wants to heal you, strengthen you, deliver you, set you free, fill you with the mighty Holy Ghost. And if you're not saved, he wants to save you. Logan, if you would, please. Praise God. Oh, he touched me. Let him touch you this morning. Get your heart and mind clear. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Can we stand to our feet all over God's house this morning? What a beautiful sanctuary. Something wonderful happened. Yes, he touched me, and he made. No, I'm not playing games here this morning. I believe God's convicted some of you. God's drawing some.